Today we have Deepak Srinivasan, Director of Systems Engineering Assurance, Paul Sykes, Development Manager of Assurance. Gentlemen, welcome. Today they're here to talk to us about the Assurance Mobile Services Platform. So Deepak, tell us, who is Assurance? What do you guys do?
Assurance launched our online auto insurance product in 1999 during the peak of the dot-com era. Today we are one of the best-known online auto insurance providers in the United States. We do business in 30 states, covering almost 90% of the U.S. population. We also offer other insurance products for our customers through select partnerships.
Now, Assurance has this online services offering for some time. So can you tell us what is that all about?
Absolutely. Assurance has pioneered our state-of-the-art website, assurance.com, which is very user-friendly. Customers can get quotes and do price comparisons online instantly, making it as an easy choice for our customers to shop around with Assurance. Buying a policy is just as easy. You can even print insurance cards right away. And in fact, that's the only thing you might have to print, because we store all our documents electronically and securely to best fit with our environmental commitment. We also take our customer data very seriously, so we have very strong security and encryption standards. Customers can manage their policies online or through the phone. As part of the self-service, they can even report a claim online. If they wish to talk to someone, then our service representatives are available 24/7 for our customers.
So what is the business motivation for the mobile services platform?
From talking to our customers, it was very clear that they are very tech savvy and the early adopters of technology. They are even starting using mobile devices for accessing everything on the web, and we want to be available for them anytime, anywhere, and hence our logical next step is to go into mobile. We also want to make sure they get the same customer-friendly experience on our services and products when using their mobile devices.
So Paul, tell us, in terms of the technology that you're using as part of the mobile services platform, you know, what advantages and benefits you've seen?
So we elected to build the mobile website on the .NET 3.5 platform. Development tools that we used were Visual Studio 2008 Team Suite. So there's two main advantages that we got from combining those two. The first is that the .NET 3.5 API is a very rich API. Particularly developing web applications, you have the ASP.NET controls, the use of master pages, which made putting the mobile application together a straightforward process. The other great thing using Visual Studio 2008 that we have, particularly for mobile development, is the strong integration with the mobile emulator. So that allows the developer to debug the application on an emulator, Windows Mobile 6.1, which greatly speeds up the development process. That's a very handy tool for the developer. The other thing about the emulator is you can set the emulator up as a standalone application so that that facilitates non-developer testing. So the great thing for us with that meant that we could get through our integration test cycle without having to set up the infrastructure that was required for on-device testing. Looking at the solution that we used to architect the mobile website, we followed the S plus S, or software plus services, model. So eSurance already exposes its key applications, its policy management application, policy claims applications, as web services. So we combine those web services along with two additional web services that we put together to drive the mobile site. And combining those together, we then put the mobile UI on top of that. So we leveraged a lot our existing policy management and policy claims web services to put the application together.
So from a user experience perspective, did you guys kind of follow any design principles?
Yeah, we did. So the big difference about building a website for a mobile application as opposed to regular desktop is obviously the screen size. So that played an important part in how we put the website together. We strive to make the website as simple as possible. We wanted to make it as easy as possible for the users to find the information they were looking for, and to make the website easy to navigate on a mobile device.
So Deepak, talk to us in terms of what's the future roadmap for the mobile service platform.
Absolutely. Eventually, we want to have all our services and product offerings accessible for our customers through mobile devices. We have started with claims since we thought we have a huge and immediate opportunity for our customers in using our services through mobile. Imagine if a customer gets stranded in the middle of the road and if they can launch a tow application for roadside assistance, and if we can dispatch one, that what we consider as truly being available for our customers anywhere, anytime, and that fits into our model. And Paul is going to talk about a few technologies we are evaluating as part of this exercise.
Great, Paul.
Right, so in terms of looking at how to implement the functionality that Deepak just mentioned, we've started evaluating the Silverlight mobile platform. That allows us to put together a rich user interface on the mobile device. We're looking to consume additional web services to provide that functionality, such as a cell phone location service, mapping services such as Microsoft Virtual Earth. So combining those together and using Silverlight allows us to present a very compelling application, providing the functionality that Deepak talked about. Moving away from the UI, looking towards the back end, eSurance is looking at Windows Server 2008, Microsoft SQL Server 2008. In particular, for Windows Server 2008, of interest to us is the HPC platform. So there's two main benefits that we think the HPC platform will provide for us. One is that it provides a great way of hosting our existing web services and Windows services on a cluster that will allow us to potentially reduce the number of servers that are required to host those services and make more hardware available for individual services, so following that cluster model. The other great thing with HPC is it provides a very powerful distributed computing platform, which provides a great way, or a very powerful way, of hosting our statistical modeling tools, which is what we use to drive the business at eSurance. So there's some great products from Microsoft that we think are really going to help eSurance in the future.
Sounds very cool. I think it'll be a good time to get a demo of what you guys are doing with the mobile service platform.
Yeah, let's take a look now.
Here is the eSurance Claims mobile website. I'm going to log in with the test account. Upon logging, I'm presented with the Your Claims screen. Here I can see the three claims that are associated with this policy. I'm going to click on the most recent claim. Here I'm presented with some summary information about the claim. I can see the vehicle, a test vehicle, the repair status of the vehicle, since my vehicle is being repaired at an E-Star eSurance body shop. I get the projected completion date here. And I also get some payment information on payments made to me on my claims. Three links at the bottom here. Contact info, repair photos, and payment info. And then at the bottom of the screen, I get some additional summary information about my claim. Clicking on the contact info, I get information about the claims representative that is handling my claim and their schedule. I can click on Send Contact Info and request that information be sent to me as an email or a text message. Returning back to my claim, I can take a look at the payments that have been made on my claim so far. So far it's just one payment, and that was made today. Lastly, I can take a look at the repair photos of my vehicle. Since my vehicle is at an E-Star eSurance body shop, I can see photos of my vehicle as it's being repaired. And I can select to have these photos emailed to me. Returning to my claim, I can review the projected completion date, and having completed my session, I can log out to return to the login page. That's the eSurance Claims Mobile website.
So Deepak Paul, thank you very much for joining us today. It was very, very useful in terms of what you guys are doing. It's really exciting. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.